I would like to say a word of testimony for what God has done for us and especially for me. 2 years before, in January 2011, I was attending a meeting in Georgia Full Gospel Assembly, and a man of God by the name of Felix Shivandre, he came to preach in that meeting. At the close of the meeting, I went forward to greet him, and I requested him to pray for me. For some reason, I was struggling through some situation in my life, and I asked him to pray. And we sat together at the first row of the church, and we prayed very silently. And then he told me, Pastor, there is a word I have from the Lord for you. God has a ministry. God is showing me a ministry for you. And this is what you would need to do. I want you to write this down on a piece of paper. For 2 years, every day, I want you to pray over this. Because God wants to use you in another area of ministry. And what he told me was that God is going to open up doors of radio ministry for me to use for His glory. There was no way. I did not know what was that. I did not know about it. But by faith, I took as part of my prayers, I took this also, and I prayed over it for 2 years. So January 15th of 2013 was the completion of the 2 years. And when nothing happened, I just closed up. I tore up the paper and I said, you know what, maybe this is not from the Lord. This is not what God wanted me to do. But I want to tell for the glory of God. Last week, the local FM station here, 91.5, Victory 91.5, I happened to meet some of the top leaders of that radio station in one of the networking meetings. And they called me to come, and after hearing my story about how God has dealt with me regarding the United in the Word initiative, and how God spoke to me and put a burden in my heart to make devotions and all that, they decided to interview me on the air live last Tuesday at 4 o'clock. They got me to sit in their set and they interviewed me. And I want to say it for the glory of God. This is the Lord's thing. I'm telling you, I'm in no way, in any way capable of doing that. But I think God has got plans in our life. This was not something I planned and I worked, but God had a plan. And I praise God for that. And I thank the Lord publicly this morning. Where the Lord wants to lead me, this is my prayer. Lord, lead me. I don't know where it is, but wherever you want to lead me, I'm ready. I want to do your will, because God has been dealing with my life over the many days, in the past days, and God has blessed me. Right now, two devotional books have come out, has released in the market. The thing that makes me so happy and joyous is because I get calls from people who are using those devotions and say, Pastor, God spoke to me through that word, and the devotion that you provided with the word of God was so powerful to me. I praise God. Even one person, if they had called, I would believe it is but so many people have yet called me, and I praise God for all the opportunities that God has given in my life. And I publicly want to give all the glory and honor to God alone for all that He has done. Praise the Lord. Can you lift up your hands and just say, praise the Lord. Amen. All honor and glory to God. This morning, I want us to go to the book of James study. Today we are going to start in James chapter 4. And I'm seeing that I'm getting all the tough slots in the book of James. The book of James is a very hard book. It is a very tough book. And some of us are really not happy to see what James is saying. In my portion today, James chapter 4, the topic, believe it or not, is fights in the church. It's a way, I was thinking, Lord, why do you make me to speak all these tough topics? But it's coming in my slot. But let me tell you one thing, this is not my word. This is the word of God. So if you know, if you have a problem, take it up with God, because through James, He's the one who has put this in the Bible, and this is something that God may want us to hear. And as we come into the first portion, I want to speak about the problem of fights among God's children. Among the children of God, the problems of fight. You know, to be in a fight is a part of our natural, carnal, fleshly nature. This is inbuilt in us. This is part of the sin that came in our being from the time that Adam and Eve sinned before God to fight. And this is not new. This fighting has not been new. Early, the children of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, we know that they started fighting with one another. Cain had a problem because God did not accept his sacrifice. And so fighting is not a new phenomenon. It started way back, right after God created humankind. Now James is addressing the problems of fights among Christians. This is not in the world, the worldly fight, but it is among Christians. When you look at chapter 4 and verse number 1, James is asking, starting with the question, where do wars and fights come from among you? Among you, meaning you, the people of God, the brethren of God. If you look, go back, he has been talking to the brethren. Chapter 3 and verse 1, James is addressing the brethren in the church. So the message of James is not for the outside world. It is addressed to the people in the church. And James is asking the question, where do wars and fights come up among you? Now, when we analyze the problems of fights in the church, verses 1 to 4, James mentions that there are two root causes of our fights in the church. Two causes. The first cause is our inner desires. We have inner desires that conflict with the will of God. We are either not willing to accept God's plan for us, or we have other desires that is not in line with God's word, and we have certain inner desires. James chapter 4 verse 1 says, do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? The carnal nature warns us, and there are certain things that we desire from within us, and this is what is causing the fight. When our inward desires are not met, we are frustrated. We fight to get what we want. Maybe it is a desire to be known. Maybe it is a desire to be recognized. Maybe it is a desire for popularity. Maybe it is a desire for advancement, for leadership. Whatever is the reason, that inner desire is within us. And when we don't get in a normal way, we fight it out. We say that I'm not getting it, so let me fight out. And this is what we do. As we go down in the next portion, chapter verses 2 to 3, James is analyzing why it is happening. Very bluntly, let me read this out. It says, verses 2 and 3, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet but cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. You know, the desires, when they come into fruition, what all happens? The effects of our desires. It starts with inner lusts and desires, and that leads to murderous thoughts. You know, James is saying you murder. We do not physically murder anybody. We do not kill people. But we murder them through our words. Through the words that we speak, we wound people. We try to kill people with the words that we speak. Instead of blessing somebody, we curse them inside. You shake your hands with a smile, but inwardly you have a lot of animosity. And that is the way we do it. Also, there are fights and quarrels, and we wound with words. And why that all happens is because we are failing to pray. You know, God has given us a great promise to ask from God and He will give. But when we are busy fighting, we do not have time to pray to God. And even when we pray, it says that we are praying selfishly for our own desires, for our own pleasures. Early in this morning, the servant of God spoke about our prayers, about a man who was 35 years old, who was praying, Lord, bless me, bless my children, bless my church, bless my job. What does it mean? Bless me, bless me, bless me. We all want praying to God. And that is not what James says. That's the desires. So even when we are praying, these are prayers that to spend it on our pleasures. We say, Lord, I don't have a house. I need a better car. I need a better job. For what? Why should God give us a better job? Why should God give you a promotion? What does God gain by that? We need to think about that. Is it for our own pleasure? Then it is not what God wants from our church or from our lives. The second cause, if you look down, it says that the second cause is our friendship with the world. Number one, the cause was our inner desires. Secondly, it is our friendship with the world. Here, James chapter 4 and 4, he is not mincing words at all. This is the way he is saying to the people of the church, the brethren. This is how he is addressing them. Adulterers and adulteresses, male and female, you are adulterers. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself to be an enemy of God. We need to understand, anytime we are going and doing the desires of the world, we are becoming God's enemy. Now the world, according to the Greek term, is a word called cosmos, which means it's a world that is apart from God, where God is not there. So it is a world without God, where man wants to seek self-fulfillment, and that is the world where we are having a friendship. So when you are a friend of a world that does not want to know God, does not seek after God, does not follow the desires of God, we are, in joining with them, we are becoming an enemy of God. And this is what James is telling us. If you want to be a friend of the world, we are making ourselves an enemy of God. And our friendship with the world apart from God does two things. Number one, it creates hostility towards God, and it creates enmity against God. People of God, let us be very careful with our associations and with the things that we do. Because the world is not what God desires. We see around us things that are not right in the sight of God. We should not be in line with whatever they do. Now let me come to the good part of it. Even though James is giving all these accusations, from the next five verses, verses 5 to 10, James is giving out seven solutions for fights in the church. There are seven solutions. You know, when God speaks a word of condemnation, he also tells you how we can redeem ourselves and how we can follow God's plan. There are seven different things. If you have a pen and paper, I would definitely tell you, write it down. You will not remember after you leave the church today. Write it down. Put it in practice. And I'm telling you, this word from the book of James is such a blessing. Don't think that you will remember after you go home. You will not remember anything. So sometimes it's good to write down when we hear from the word of God. There are seven things. Number one, it says obey the Holy Spirit. James chapter 4 verse 5 says, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us earns jealously. You know, when Christ comes into our heart, when God fills us with the Holy Spirit, he wants our undivided devotion to him all the time. We are like a bride and he is the bridegroom. Yesterday we went to a marriage, we were attending a marriage, and they just got married. Just imagine the newly married husband, he sees the wife start flirting with some other men out there. What do you think the husband is going to think? He will never like it. So whenever we are flirting away from God, when God has made us his bride and his beloved, if God sees that, he doesn't like it. God doesn't like us to flirt around and become adulterers. God wants us to give our undivided number one priority and devotion to God alone. So number one, we need to obey the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been gifted to each one of us to lead us to all truth, to lead us to the word of Jesus. So we need to obey the still voice of the Holy Spirit as we move in our earthly life. Number two, verse number 6, James 4:6 says, but he gives more grace. The second thing that we need to do is trust in God's grace.
You know, we have not been saved by our works. We have been saved by the grace of God. So when we are having difficulty, we need to come closer to God and say, trust in His grace. Because it says, He gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. You know, we need to understand that God's grace is all sufficient for our needs. So number two, we need to trust in God's grace. Number three, the Word of God tells us in James 4:7, therefore submit to God. We need to submit to God. Submit to His leading. Submit to His authority. Submit to His direction. We need to submit to God, and that is how we can prevent all these kinds of unnecessary things that comes up in our life. And then we see the next one, the fourth one, in verse number 4, verse 7, not only that you submit to God, you resist the devil and he will flee from you. When devil comes to tempt us, we need to resist him. Resist him using what? Using the Word of God. That is why God's Word has been given to us. We need to hide the Word in our heart that we can resist the devil. Just like Jesus resisted the devil in the temptation that he had in the wilderness, we need to resist him with the Word of God. So the fourth thing is resist the devil. The fifth is draw near to God. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. You know, when we come one step towards God, God comes one step to us. So with every step, we are two steps closer to God. So we need to draw near to God. Number six, we need to cleanse ourselves. James 4 verse 8 says, cleanse your hearts. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Many times we are double-minded. We are one side, we are attracted to the world. The other side, we are also attracted to be a part of the church. We have to stop being double-minded. We need to seek after to do the will of God. And finally, number seven, it says, humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves. James 4:10 says, humble yourself in the sight of God and He will lift you up. You know, the end solution is humility. We need to humble. And God says, I will lift you up. You know, you always wanted to be lifted up. You cannot get that by fighting. You can humble yourself and I will lift you up. And when God will lift us up, nobody can pull us down. Hallelujah. So remember the seven things that we need to do. Let us obey the Holy Spirit. Let us trust in the grace of God. Let us submit ourselves to God. Let us resist the devil. Let us draw near to God. Let us cleanse ourselves that we may be purifying ourselves from all impurity. And let us humble ourselves. Can we close our eyes for a minute? I want us to, for a moment, remember what James is telling us. This is not my words. This is what James is telling us. If there is any feelings of animosity as you sit in God's presence towards anybody, remember God is not pleased with you. We need to do these things. We need to come to God. Ask Him, Lord, I need you more than yesterday. That's the song we sang. Lord, I need you now more than yesterday. Draw me close to you, Lord. Help me to walk in your sight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us from this wonderful book of James, Lord. Even though it is tough to hear, but we want these hard words because we want to do what is right and good in your sight. I pray that you bless us all, Lord, as we are hearing from your word. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.